Music sick, sounding like it's disease, blowing up on your speakers, like the zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say, ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snark Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome, it's another edition. Of course, you're here at the same time, the same channel, for another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
Oh, wow, you're actually going to listen to this crap along with us. I like that. That's just so cool.
It shows dedication and devotion to your cheese.
I don't feel like I'm the only one on the planet that listens to this stuff. That's
You're definitely
cool.
not the only one on the planet that listens to this stuff.
Wow, and look at the lineup. We got a guy that has now passed away, but I don't know what to say other than he was a very well-known celebrity in the last 50-odd years or so. Muhammad Ali in the celebrity slip-up.
So, yes, he may have been the greatest when it came to boxing. Not so much when it comes to singing.
You know what, though? He had a great sense of humor, and you'll hear a little bit of it a little later on. In the Why Do We Want to Play That, we're going to talk about nuclear reactors.
Okay.
Seriously?
For reals.
About nuclear reactors. That's a bit of a sidestep now, isn't it?
Well, it makes for an interesting, why on earth would you wish to play that?
Well, we'll tell you a little more about that later. But we're starting off the show with Nickelodeon music. You know that, Daffodil. Nickelodeons.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I wanted is music, music, music.
Well, you're going to get music, music, music. We've got a medley of Deep Purple and Cruising Down the River and The Last Roundup by the toe-tapping Nickelodeon music. That we have no idea who's playing it, but nevertheless, we're going to play it.
It's the Nickelodeon.
Well, yeah, but there's probably someone behind it, right?
Probably. What are we starting off with?
My Blue Heaven by the toe-tapping Nickelodeon music. Right here on?
It's toe-tapping time on Cheese Please.
Oh, Daffodil, it's going to hurt my feet if I do that, right? Right?
Just tap your toes.
Okay. Thank you.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. I read you loud and clear.
Cheese, please, is so cool.
Cheese!
That toe-tap and Nickelodeon music. And the medley of Deep Purple, Cruising Down the River, in the last roundup there. Before that, we had more toe-tap and Nickelodeon music and My Blue Heaven. I don't know if that's really toe-tapping, though, Daffodil.
I tapped at my toes.
Really? Did you hurt your toes? They're not bleeding or anything.
My toes don't bleed when I tap them. I tap my toes all the time.
We don't have to rush you to the emergency room or anything like that when you toe-tap your music.
There is no emergency room rushing for toe-tapping.
Well, that's good. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is a section of Cheese Please that we like to call a tribute to.
And now it's time for the Cheese Please.
Exactly what we want to call that.
I can go with that.
Our celebrity slip-up. I don't know if it's really a slip-up. It is, in a way.
It's a little slippery, anyway.
Well, the late Muhammad Ali, who passed away in 2016, I love this line. When I read this on the internet, and I have to include this. When great men die, of course we should remember them by their weird novelty records.
I think that's awesome.
It's appropriate for this, because they are weird novelty records.
All right, but I have to insert this.
What?
As a musician, Ali recorded 2 spoken word albums and a rhythm and blues song and received 2 Grammy Award nominations.
What?
As an actor, he performed in several films and a Broadway musical.
What? Really?
He basically, in his trash talking and boxing and political poetry, he anticipated elements of what later became rap and hip-hop music.
Whoa, let's just forget we call it the slip-up, okay? Just forget about that.
Well, it's still a little slippery.
Well, okay, look, you know what we could do? We could put a banana down on the floor of the van and just sort of, like, slip a little bit. How's that?
Well, no, because it's still not, you know, like, fabulous. But it's just interesting that he had such an interesting career and a whole bunch of different things. But I think we just need to play the record.
Yeah, okay, let's play two in a row here. We've got Stand By Me, yes, Stand By Me, by Muhammad Ali. But we're starting off with I Am The Greatest. He was so modest. Right here on
Cheese Please.
I am the greatest. Cassius Clay, the most beautiful fighter in the world today. He talks a great deal and brags indeed of a muscular punch that's incredibly speedy. This brash young boxer is something to see, and the heavyweight championship is his destiny. He is the greatest. Fights great. He's got speed and endurance. But if you sign to fight him, increase your insurance. This kid's got a left. This kid's got a right. If he hits you once, you're asleep for the night. And as you lie on the floor, while the ref counts 10, you pray that you won't have to fight me again. The fistic world was dull and weary. With a champ like Liston, things had to be dreary. Then someone with color, someone with dash, brought fight fans a running with cash. Cassius Clay. I'm the heavyweight champion of the world, and I'm going to become champion of the universe. But it's just what I want, a heavyweight crown. Because I am great, I am the greatest.
On this record, the signal to type will be the words, let's begin, S-N-A-R-F. D-U-D-E space D-A-F-F-O-D-I-L period space. Return. Relax your hands.
Cheese, please.
As long as as you stand by me. And darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Stand by me.
With Muhammad Ali and Stand By Me. Before that, I Am the Greatest. Of course he was, Muhammad Ali. And as a matter of fact, in the 1970s, he had his own theme, the Muhammad Ali theme. Right here on
Cheese Please.
Who knocked the crack in the Liberty Bell?
Ali.
Who really gave that bell a smack? So hard that the bell did crack. Hit it so hard.
Ali had another bout this time in the streets of our neighborhood.
Ali, Muhammad Ali. Ali's always getting blamed for things he didn't do. Just because he likes to scrap and maybe sometimes few. People want to blame that man, although he wasn't there. Take a look, the blame could well be shared.
Who rode the ride of Paul Revere?
Ali,
Ali.
That midnight ride for a country dear.
Ali.
Who made the ride of Paul Revere? He rode so hard and gave the British fear.
Ali. Things he didn't do, just because he likes to scrap, and maybe sometimes do. People want to blame that man, although he wasn't there. Maybe we should take a look, the blame could well be shared.
Who dunked the tea in the Boston Bay?
Ali.
The ship that was setting in the bay.
Ali.
Destroyed the tea so our country could be free. Dressed up like an Indian, who was he?
Ali. Oh, Ali. Ali's always getting blamed for things he didn't do. Just because he likes to scrap and maybe sometimes do. Although he wasn't there, maybe we should take a look. The blame could well be shared. Ali,
Ali,
Muhammad Ali.
Cheese Please, with none other than Muhammad Ali and the cast of Teeth. And the Muhammad Ali theme. That was a weird album from the mid-1970s.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's promoting, you know, healthy teeth, I think, if I remember right. Going after the evil tooth decay.
Someone needs to do it.
Apparently. Before that, we had Stand By Me, of course, Muhammad Ali, and I Am the Greatest. Muhammad Ali from the 1963 album he put out under Cassius Clay, I believe. Something
yes,
like that. A great man.
Like
undeniably a great man. Apparently, I remember reading one time that he would like to give people money with no strings. I mean, wow. I just wish I just ran into him on the street at the time, Daffodil, when he ever did that.
When he was giving away free money?
Yes.
Someday someone will give you free money.
We need to put some money into repairing the van and all that stuff, so that would really come in handy.
True.
But, you know, even though I wasn't a recipient of said money, I just think he was a great man. He deserves to be called I'm the Greatest.
Yes. Now, we do have to go on and move on and do something else.
Oh, this, of course.
And now. now for something completely different. It's Keys Please's Music We Can't Do Anything Else With. It's the Keys Please.
Why would you want to play that?
Okay, let's talk nuclear reactors.
Okay.
Let's protest about nuclear reactors in the early 1980s.
Okay.
In New Brunswick, Canada, actually.
Okay.
We can't necessarily put up the banners, placards, so we decided to make a song about the whole we don't want the can-do reactor called No Can Do. Right here on...
Cheese Please!
I saw the China Syndrome movie picture one April night. Then Three Mile Island went on the blink. Gave us quite a fright. Now Point Le Preux is on our doorstep for 1982. So I want you all to sing along and tell them no can do, no can do, no can do. Hey folks, it's time to speak your point of view. We don't need the power if it'll kill us in an hour. Sing it in the shower, no can do. What happened down in Harrisburg, they said never would. Since Point Le Preux is closer, the experts say it could devastate the Maritimes if something goes askew. It's not a scare with a meltdown there, the survivors would be few. No can do, no can do. This thing can fry both me and you. We don't need the power if it'll kill us in an hour. Sing it in the shower, no can do. A few years ago, the power company's ads were on TV. Use all you want, it's cheap and clean, live better electrically. We fell for that, and now we're stuck with prices worth review. So they spend $1 billion and build us a can-do. No can-do, no can-do. 40 years is the best that it will do. We don't need the power if it'll kill us in an hour. Sing it in the shower, no can do. Now Point Le Preux, New Brunswick was decided as its home. It doesn't seem to matter much, it's in an earthquake zone. On the Richter scale, it will survive one as high as 6.2. But 1 point higher, we're in the fire. There's nothing they can do. No can do, no can do. Now we all know what it can do. We don't need the power if it'll kill us in an hour. Singing in the shower, no can do. If we don't want the meltdown blues, we've got to make a stand. I read somewhere they already have 3 more reactors planned. Conservation doesn't sound so bad with the wood and solar too. So when the politicians want your vote, just tell them no can do, no can do, no can do. Angus knows, tell John and Richard too, that we don't need the power if it'll kill us in an hour. Sing it in the shower, no can do. Sing it in the shower, no can do. Oh yeah. Sing it in the shower, no can do.
Keys Please with a group by the name of Cobblestone and No Can Do.
It's pretty catchy.
Oh, isn't it catchy? Kill you in an hour.
We don't need the power if it could kill you in an hour.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, Sally the Invisible Dog speaks. Wow. I never thought I would hear that on the show. Sally, the invisible dog, speaks.
And anyway, back on topic.
Can you give her some invisible treats?
Yes, I've been trying to do that.
Okay. Anyway, I thought I'd note, I did a quick search on the internet, and apparently the protest did not work. Point Le Pro is still in existence.
This is true.
Oh, wow.
And it hasn't blown up and killed anyone in an hour.
Okay, is Sally the invisible dog happy?
I don't know, but we probably need to continue the show.
Oh, yes, let's do this glove compartment here. Here we go. Oh! Okay.
Interesting.
Wow. Anyway. Okay, yeah, let's end off the show with a, what can I say, an old favorite of the show that we've played over and over again, but we still can't get enough of.
You know what? I would have to agree that this is one of the best songs that we play on this show.
That we've ever played on this show.
It's catchier. It's more catchy than the last one.
Probably from the late 1930s, early 1940s, the date is unknown, but the Tune Twisters turned out this fun song called Popcorn Man. And we gotta play it every so often, just to remind people who haven't heard this song before that it's just cool.
And it's fun to listen to, and it's fun to play.
So, until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for this week's Dose of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird. Come back next week for more shenanigans.
Yeah, maybe more dog barks, too. Until next week.
Bye.
Pop, 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 another bag of popcorn. Here he comes, the popcorn man. Pops him like no one can. Got 5 cents in your hand. Give it to the popcorn man. See him here, see him there. See him most everywhere. At the old county fair. They all love the popcorn man.
As they pop to the sky, he sings this lullaby.
Good for boys and good for men. Makes old mates like girls again. Pops them up, he won't stop. Pops them up till they drop. Papa, how he can pop. They all love the popcorn man.
Popcorn.
Old popcorn, then crack his head. Old popcorn, then crack his head. Got a nickel in your hand, pop it, son. Got a nickel in your hand, pop it, son.
Popcorn.
Old popcorn, then crack his head. Old popcorn, then crack his head. Pop the cracker jack. Pop, pop, pop. Pop, 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 pop. Pop, 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 pop. Pop, 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 another bag of popcorn.
Here he comes, the popcorn man. Pops him up like no one can. You got 5 pennies in your hand.
Yeah, man.
We'll give it to the popcorn man.
See him here, see him there. See him most everywhere. At the old county fair, they all love the popcorn man. As they pop to the sky, he sings this lullaby. Good for boys and good for men. Makes old maids like girls again. Pops him up, he won't stop. Pops him up till they drop. Oh, Papa, how he can pop. Talking about the pop, another popcorn man. Pop up another bag of popcorn. Oh, would you like some Cracker Jack? Jack.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil for Scott Snail and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.